This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Denver Art Museum is in talks with the U.S. and Cambodian governments about some of the items in their collection. The Washington Post found at least six items in the Denver Museum's holdings were acquired from an international looter. Other affected museums include the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, the British Museum, and the National Gallery of Australia. The Denver Art Museum declined to comment further. Colorado lawmakers will consider a bill next session that would allow cyclists to roll through stop signs in some circumstances. The bill would allow bicycle and scooter users to treat stop lights as stop signs and stop signs as yield signs. Jack Todd with Bicycle Colorado told a legislative committee yesterday that research suggests that's actually safer.
This is a great cost-neutral way to keep bicyclists and other vulnerable road users, those people outside of cars, safe on our roadways.
The Colorado Municipal League opposes the bill, saying it should be up to the state's cities to decide what's appropriate for their roads. A bill to add the site of a Japanese internment camp in southern Colorado to the national parks system gets a hearing in a Senate subcommittee today. The House has already approved the effort to make Camp Amachi a national historic site. This hearing marks a step toward potentially getting a vote by the full Senate. The bill has bipartisan support from Colorado's congressional delegation. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera received her COVID-19 booster shot yesterday. She's 71 years old, putting her within one of the groups the FDA says should get a third dose. They include people over 65, immunocompromised people, and individuals working in high-risk environments. The FDA authorized booster shots for certain people in late September. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.